This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Anyway, joining us in the studio from the Fearless Movement Collective, who are they're doing a boot camp this Saturday.
Hi.
Yeah, so welcome to the studio, Lizzie and Bowie.
Hi, thanks for having us.
How's it going?
I hope you're impressed by your intro.
Do you like the music?
It's fabulous.
Olivia Newton-John. Is this the kind of music you play at a boot camp, or maybe it's my kind of boot camp that you play?
It shows up at boot camps.
So what do you guys do? What do you guys do with yourselves? What do you bring to the table?
Yeah, so we provide online fitness and nutrition coaching for rainbow families and gender diverse people.
Yep, and when you say online training, you mean through like educational videos, or are you doing it through live video streaming?
Yep, so we provide all of our coaching through an app, which you can download.
Oh, cool.
And it has all of the training videos done by Bowie, who is the fitness trainer. And yeah, so there's videos, descriptions, and everything that you need to do fitness training. Yeah.
So what are some of the benefits, if somebody was to get involved, what are some of the benefits of personal training?
Oh, they're too numerous to number. Don't get me started. We don't have enough time.
What if you just delivered a baby? You know, you just delivered a baby, you want to, you know, get back into action.
And that's it. You work with rainbow families and specifically lesbian mums.
We do.
So why this little group, which is our target audience?
We actually found them quite inspiring. We were lucky enough at the start of the year to meet a certain lady who we trained, and she happened to be a mother of a rainbow family, and we learned about her lifestyle, the challenges she'd faced, and we just thought, what an incredible person to be able to go through all of this and raise children at the same time. So we thought, we want to be able to give her and other mothers the support that they need that they don't necessarily get from other people outside of our community. So we want to be that support base that they can turn to and know that they're going to be understood.
And that's the thing, when you do go into a gym, it's I know I feel really self-conscious walking into a gym, and I don't wear, I'm a butch expressive lesbian.
I've never noticed.
Really?
No.
The fresh shave that I've got today.
We don't have the same haircut.
We don't have the same haircut. And I'm not someone who walks into a gym when I have in your tight tidies and your leotardy kind of things. And let's just say the outfit I'm wearing, I could probably paint a fence in.
I think generally most people don't really fit into that.
Not just
as much as they try. Gyms can be quite a hostile environment, even for a heterosexual person, let alone someone who comes from like a segregated part of the community. So yeah, it can be quite confronting. Yeah.
I've had exactly the same experience. I've been in and out of gyms and fitness studios and always felt I just didn't feel like I fit in.
Didn't have the latest active wear outfit to wear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
I could have had the latest active wear.
Just didn't take enough selfies.
Doesn't make me look...
I left my phone in the locker. Oh, damn, that's not how one works out anymore.
Then you actually have to train.
Yeah.
With the app and the online, what's sort of been the feedback from that, and how long has it been around?
Well, we've started at the beginning of the year, but the feedback we've had from the app has been positive, 100%.
Yep, and it's just directed to rainbow families. That's the sort of market that you're going for?
Yeah, pretty much. Our main focus is on rainbow families. They can, like, the programming is individualised, so it can be for tailor-made to suit anyone who does want training with us, but we like to give support mainly to this group, gender-diverse people who feel they need the opportunity to kind of have that same sort of support as well.
Yep. Is there a physical, you can actually do it physically as well, away from the app with you guys? Is that?
Yeah, we do face-to-face clients, and we have our own studio, and that's located in Ringwood East. So if you're out that way, come give us a call.
Now, this weekend, you've got a boot camp. with the lovely Proud to Play. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit more about this and your work with Proud to Play?
Yeah, this is super exciting.
Yeah. No, it's going to be good. So it's to support Wear It Purple Day, which is officially tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of parents that we focus on work, we thought we'd give them the opportunity to participate and show their support by having it on the Saturday. So it's an all-inclusive event. Pretty much anyone who wants to come along, come along. It's down at Elmer Park West in St Kilda East.
Can I just say I like the time? And that's the one thing people need to appreciate. Boot camps are usually run at that ridiculous hour, like when there's frost still on
grass. It's
probably
the time I'm getting home. I see. Like sometimes I'm in my car sharing service.
Yes.
I go past boot camps that are just, you know, kicking off and I'm ready. I'm halfway through my kebab.
But yours is on at 10 a.m., which is a very respectable time.
I like it.
Yeah, we didn't think people with kids would really be able to wrangle them at that time of morning.
And they're probably coming from a sporting event themselves.
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah. Saturdays are usually pretty full when you've got little ones around.
Now, if they do have little ones still with them, can they attend these boot camps as well? Can the kids kind of just hang around and...
I can join in.
Yeah, so all the kids can do it, all the parents can do it, they can bring their dogs along.
And is there a charge for the event?
The rent is free.
Free?
Yeah.
There's not many free events in Australia at the moment, is there?
Well, there's a few costing 122
million. Yeah, that's another story for another day. So it runs from 10 o'clock to 10:45 at Alma Park West St Kilda, and it is in conjunction with our Proud to Play guys.
Yeah,
we love
right.
them. The good thing is, well, I've been to a few Proud to Play sessions myself. I went to their, I think they had a 4 or 5 week basketball sessions. Now, if you don't know anything about basketball, if you don't know anything about boot camp, or you're not really into fitness, I think it's still a very great opportunity to get down there as well. And it's a great place to meet like-minded people, meet friends, socialise. I think it's a great... I think what Proud to Play and what you guys are doing this Saturday is a great opportunity, really, for Saturday morning, a bit of brunch and then a bit of fitness. Or the other way around is probably best.
I think it's a great idea. It's actually a really good warm-up before the rally as well.
Yeah, stretch those legs.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be pulling a calf muscle while you're marching. I reckon you go and have a warm-up. 45-minute session, free, wear something purple.
Self-care has been in the news all week. And the message there has always been to reach out to your friends, reach out to the LGBTIQ plus community as well. But I think what is really good for self-care as well is fitness.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, great boost for your self-esteem and your confidence and stuff like that. Getting active just improves your well-being.
Releases those endorphins, apparently.
It does.
And the thing about Rainbow Families is that they love their families so much. Mm. And what's also really important is that they take the time to love themselves. And that's looking after themselves and treating them, you know, their bodies and minds with respect by spending that, taking that time to train and look after it and eat well.
Thanks for coming in, Lizzie and Bowie.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.